Hi everyone, this is Carissa Larry here reporting for NDFFA, and we are here with Blake Kennedy for the National 92nd Convention. Blake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. The weather's kind of iffy today, but we're going to press towards the mark. So Blake, you're in marketing here for the FFA. Tell us a little bit about your experience there.
So my supervised agriculture experience actually started out in the eighth grade through showing swine and goats. In 2013, I was fortunate enough to take over my parents' show pig prospect sale. And then in 2016, it all kind of began. I moved it to Lawton, Oklahoma, and that pig sale is called the Perfect Timing Pig Sale. And I actually started using social media networks and the emerging technologies of today and started focusing on the marketing aspect of my business and growing potential audience of across the United States for people interested in show pigs. And with doing that, I've been able to be very fortunate. Upon graduating from high school, I added two other sales, Sweethearts for the Summer and the Exchange Swine event, all while also owning and operating a livestock marketing company, Kennedy Ventures.
And so you mentioned the FFA now, the upcoming here for the digital age, and you're a member of the Tecumseh FFA chapter in Oklahoma. And so when you decided to take over your family's annual pig sale, what thoughts were going through your mind?
You know, in today's time, technology was all around us, and I saw that as an avenue of being able to reach more and more people of potential buyers. And that was something that I set out to do, was do something that no one else was doing, bringing in a webcasting service to put it out there for people to see from the comfort of their home. And today, utilizing a technology that I've partnered with of another company myself, and being able to provide a service of online bidding at a live sale is something that, just using technology day in and day out and try to better myself for my customers.
And so, Blake, could you tell us a couple of your goals or biggest goals and aspirations here for the digital marketing and media here in the FFA?
You know, I think FFA does a great job in the technology that they use. Everybody can download an app and see the different things that's going on here at convention. And something simple as us sitting right here and using an iPhone to take a radio network interview is something that's phenomenal, to be able to reach so many people that can't be here. I know RFD TV will be here and broadcasting different segments, and that's amazing that the FFA is doing everything that they can. Something like what I did in my own personal business was, as I wanted to step outside the box and do different things, and the FFA is doing the exact same thing, that in two different things. They're going to provide services to people that can't make it here to watch people walk across stage, such as my grandparents and family back home will do for me. So it's really, truly amazing to see that, you know, the different technologies that's getting used in all business across the United States.
And if you could tell an FFA member that is on the upcoming for marketing, what words of advice would you give them?
Be different, you know. Don't always be a leader, and don't always just follow what others are doing. It's so, so important to step out of your boundaries and to do something that no one else is doing. And don't be afraid to try to do something new. 100% of the shots that you don't take, you'll never make. So that's something that I've always lived by.
All right, you guys heard it from your very own Blake Kennedy here at the 92nd National Convention with the FFA here in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Carissa Larry with FFA Today.